when I was over there, a prophecy came that in these last times, there was going to be the kind of entrepreneur that would really, I mean, just like revivals and hospitals being emptied and things like that. This was such a powerful anointing that the money wouldn't make. It wouldn't make these entrepreneurs. It wouldn't make slaves out of them. They would make it. In other words, the millions and billions and billions they'll dump in as this thing burns wild like a forest fire. And the money will not destroy them. They'll destroy the devil's work with it. These guys are going to be free. Free. And if we think that's an easy task, think again. Money can give you power to be just about anything that you want. You can even buy countries with it, just about. But to have a person have all of that at his disposal and be free from it, to put it in the gospel, is what's going to happen around before he comes back. And I saw this beginning to come forward, and I got so happy. And he was talking about that just then in the tongues, that some people are thinking, well, why don't we have revival now? I tell you what, I thought we should have had it the first week we announced we're believing for it. And you can't say that we prayed less than any other church or anything, that the people being trained prayed less or anything. But I do know this. As time goes on, those unmeasurable amounts of money, mammon, unmeasurable amounts will come on the scene, because suddenly the revival fires will spread like a forest fire and go from one place to the other. And the harvest will be much, much shorter than what you'd have thought a revival would take to go around the world, because everything was in place. This burned crazy wild like forest fires and caught a flame, and the whole world was affected by what God was doing, which he was able to turn that all loose in preparation for his return, which isn't too far from now. So these guys are going to precede that. When all of a sudden it breaks out, when money's worth something, then they're going to get to run ahead with the billions and billions, and finances will be no problem. And that entrepreneurs, they're going to stand there and get the reward with the mouth they financed.